Man, that one stunk. We all need a deep breath after that one. And maybe a really strong old-fashioned. Oop.
You are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I'd say good morning, but you don't want to hear it. It's Wednesday, September 7th, fresh after the worst loss of the year. Maybe you are clicking this podcast, going to bed when you saw Brandon Woodruff was out of the game. Oh, they're up 6-1. It's all good. Man, what else is there to say? Kind of like last Friday's podcast, right? Talking about the Brewers went 0-4 with runners score position. They got shut out by a good pitcher. I don't know what to say. I can try to be positive spin, but with the other results in this game, you wouldn't believe it for a second. You don't deserve that as a listener. We're going to sit down. We're going to break down the big decision of Brandon Woodruff being pulled from this game. The Brewers lose 10-7 in 10 innings. Oh, by the way, I'm Dominic Catronio. Thanks for tuning in. I'm the post-game host on WTMJ. I wasn't yesterday. I was traveling. It's a long story. Traveling for my other job, and I'll be back on Brewers Extra Innings on Thursday. Also, the statistician for Valley Sports Wisconsin obviously was off yesterday, too, but watched along from like the fourth inning on. I was able to watch on for this game. That's done. We don't even get a chance to really celebrate Christian Yelich hitting a 500-foot home run. And for those of you who say, oh, well, Don was 499 feet. I'm calling it 500, okay? I'm calling it 500. If they're going to call Keston Hiura's home run at Wrigley, like, what was it, 450-something, even though it didn't get out of the bleachers because of the wind, I'm calling that one 500. I don't care. Anyway, Brewers fall 10-7. To make matters worse, the Diamondbacks bullpen blew it against the Padres. Jorge Alfaro hit his fourth walk-off of the year. It's his 10th walk-off for the Padres. I'm recording as soon as that game went final. So the Brewers lose a game on them. And earlier in the day, Jean Segura, old friend, not an old friend anymore, hits a walk-off single for the Phillies to walk off the Marlins. And the Brewers lose on a walk-off in 10. Without question, the worst loss of this season, given the stakes, given the circumstances. And the reason I waited to tweet, I tweeted "ope" when the walk-off happened, but then I waited to react to anybody. I waited to just digest my feelings. I wanted to hear from Craig Counsell. I wanted to hear from Brandon Woodruff. And we're going to play that Brandon Woodruff audio courtesy Valley Sports Wisconsin here just a little bit. I thought it was fascinating, but I wanted to wait because the Diamondbacks were in the lead on the Padres. They had just got out of a massive jam in the eighth, getting out of a first and second one-out situation with Juan Soto and Manny Machado due up, and they got out of it in the eighth, but then they end up losing it in the bottom of the ninth, 6-5. And I was just waiting and thinking, like, man, if the Brewers can somehow not lose any ground on that last wildcard spot, despite how bad that loss was, you would think, okay, you know what? It doesn't matter if they lost 10-0, 10-7, 30-7. They didn't lose any ground. And like I said in yesterday's pod, it feels like losing a half game because you lose an opportunity to gain. I don't believe at this stage in the season of you being able to say, oh, it's okay, they didn't lose any ground. Well, that didn't happen. The Brewers lost ground. They're now 3 games back, essentially 3.5. So for them to win the division, they need to win 4 more games than the team that's third in that wild card spot. Or not to win the division, I beg your pardon, win the wild card. Win 4 more games on either the Phillies or the Padres down the stretch in games that they lose also too, because there's an uneven number of games here. Brewers have more games in hand. It's going to be tough, but are you really surprised? Watching this team all season long, 135 games in, Brandon Woodruff getting pulled, Luis Perdomo struggling. I thought Brandon Woodruff said it perfectly. Because, and remember, they had to be the comeback kids on Tuesday. And Woodruff said it perfectly. Tim Dillard said it perfectly in the postgame. You are never out of the game in Colorado, no matter whose side you're on. The players know that. The pitchers know that. The managers know that. Everybody who has ever played or watched a game at Coors Field understands there's the altitude plays such a massive role. You are never out of it. It doesn't matter how good your pitching is. Balls react differently. Balls fly farther. They come out of your hand differently. The infield is fast and firm. It's harder to knock down ground balls. The gaps are so massive, so singles become doubles and doubles become triples. It is a hard place to play. Having said that, it's not an excuse for what went down. And Brandon Woodruff said it great. I don't think we're talking about this if the six runs aren't scored of, like, why was Brandon Woodruff pulled early? I want to dive deep into the numbers, talk about just my eye test watching Brandon Woodruff. We're going to play his comments as well. I want to get out in front of it. I was fine with pulling Woodruff. Totally fine. If you want to yell at me, say, oh, Tom, you support like everything Craig Counsell does. No. I've been critical of him before. But this one, when we look at it and we break it all down, it truly did make sense to me. I'll explain in just a little bit. I do want to find, before we get into the negativity and, you know, have a pity party here, I do want to find a small silver lining. If you bear with me here, small silver lining. Willie Adames got hot. Christian Yelich getting hotter. Hunter Renfro going 0 for 4 on Monday and right back on track here on Tuesday. The Brewers are swinging it again. And then you may be saying, well, Dom, it's Coors. You just explained that it's a weird place. That's fine. But if they can bring that energy to a doubleheader on Thursday, tomorrow, think about this. The Brewers have, in my opinion, the biggest game of the year, and it doesn't so much matter about what the other teams do today. The Brewers need a win today because, for one, it's a happy flight. I believe in the, you know, psychological effects of a happy flight. Number two, you get yourself off the deck after the worst loss of the season on Tuesday night. And number three, the Giants are playing better baseball. They took a game from the Dodgers on Monday night. They held their own on Tuesday. They ended up losing 6-3. But the Giants are playing decent-ish baseball right now. So the doubleheader, you really aren't going to be happy with the split. You should be trying to take two, especially with Freddie and Corbin on the mound coming up tomorrow. But the Brewers, the small silver linings is that they're swinging it well. Brandon Woodruff is back on track. Adrian Hauser got back on track as well on Monday. There are positives to glean on in these final 3.5 weeks or so. It's going to be over in the blink of an eye. 26 games ago, so really closer to 4 weeks. The Brewers, as Josh Hader said, put it in there and flush it. That's all there's left to do. We can sit here and cry till the Cavs come home. This season's over because they lost this one game. Think of all the other dumb losses the Brewers have had this year, right? They all add up, and this one stings more than others, given the moment, given the context. But you truly can't pin if the Brewers miss the playoffs by, let's say, one game. One loss. I mean, you can look at the whole series that first week of June for the reason the Brewers don't have the tiebreakers right now over the Phillies and the Padres. Those losses are looming pretty large. Or how about all the dumb losses to the Pirates and to the Cubs? But then you got to say, well, they split a series with the Braves somehow. They had a great walk-off win over them. They split with the Dodgers. Yes, they lost 2 out of 3 in Los Angeles, but that's quite frankly to be expected. They won a series against Baltimore in Baltimore. If you said that at the start of the year, you'd be like, psh, you're supposed to. Now you say that. Now you're like, oh, good job. They took 4-0 against Tampa Bay. They have it in them. So let's put it in there, flush it, and let's talk about Brandon Woodruff. Before we get into it, you know who we're going to talk about. It's our friends at Built Bar. Have you tried the cookie dough chunk puffs yet? They're only 160 calories, and they're 15 grams of protein. They're light, chewy texture. They have real cookie dough chunks. And of course, they're still covered in 100% real chocolate. That's right. Built has done it again. What's great about Built is that all of their bars and puffs are made with collagen protein, which your body absorbs more efficiently and provides a ton of health benefits. So you can eat something that tastes good and is good for you. You're going to love the new cookie dough chunk puff, or You just want to go see their entire selection of Built Bars or their other puff lineup. They're always looking for new sweet treats that are healthy for you. So ditch the candy. Halloween's right around the corner. I know that sounds like a crazy sentence to say, but ditch the candy. Go for Built Bars. I'm not saying give away Built Bars. Hog them for yourself. Built.com, B-U-I-L-T.com. Promo code LOCKEDON15. Don't forget the on. LOCKEDON15. And you're going to get 15% off your order. Why not? Get all the Built Bars you could want. All the cookie dough. I love me some cookie dough. LOCKEDON15. 15% off your order at Built.com. Brandon Woodruff, 7 incredible innings in the loss last night. A lot of folks were confused. Why was he pulled? He was pulled with 91 pitches, 60 strikes. He only allowed 2 hits, 1 run. It was on a homer, and it was a Coors Field special. 2 walks, 5 strikeouts. He had just retired the side in the 7th inning on 5 pitches. Before we analyze it, I just want to play straight from Brandon Woodruff's mouth. When he was asked, did you think you had another inning in you? And I there is going to be no way for me to paraphrase this. I just want to play it in its entirety. This is courtesy Bally Sports Wisconsin.
You know, it's I had a feeling that question was going to come about. And trust me, I don't feel good about it. But that last inning, you know, the ball wasn't coming out as good. I had a quick inning, right? But the ball wasn't coming out necessarily the way I'd like, and I was kind of getting close to that. The end there, you know, it's hard for me to answer because the hindsight's, you know, yes. if we don't give up 6 runs right there, then you're not asking that question. Right. So that's a tough one. I was thinking about it in the shower, actually. You know, I think obviously that answer is, or the question you asked is dictated on that one inning, and I really don't know how to answer it. I really want to start that over and go out there and do it. But honestly, it was the right time. Started clean inning with a reliever, and it just didn't go our way. And that's the sucky part. And you know, you just move on. It sucks. I don't know if that's the answer you're looking for, but that's a tough one.
First of all, incredibly classy team guy answer right there for two reasons. Number one, always saying we. You know, if we don't give up 6 runs right there. Not saying Luis, not saying Peter, not saying Taylor. Just saying we. That always is. You lose as a we, right? That's the first thing. Second thing, didn't once question his manager. You could tell he was uncomfortable, treading carefully. Maybe deep down he's thinking, yeah, I'm a bulldog. I can handle this. I can go back out there. But I think the reason why he struggled so much with that answer is he knew the truth was the people were going to want to say, oh, he should have gone back out there. You just heard it from the man. The ball wasn't coming out the same way. And when I look at those swings in the 7th inning, and even the last few innings, so much ambush, so much early swing, so many aggressive hacks by the Rockies. It wasn't because they were seeing the ball well necessarily. It was because they had nothing to lose at that point in the game. And that's why, in the blink of an eye, Luis Perdomo gives up, you know, 4 hits on whatever it was, 8 pitches. And because they were just swinging, they had nothing to lose. And the Coors Field special happens with a 3-run homer to make it a 1-run game. And with 2 outs, Strzelecki gives up the home run to McMahon, and all hell broke loose. When I hear Brandon Woodruff there, I feel his pain because the dude's been in these races. He understands, you know, how every single game matters. I love his perspective of just saying, we just got to move on. You just got to shake it off and move on. But I want to remind everyone, I agree with Craig Counsell's call. I agree with Brandon Woodruff's assessment that the ball wasn't coming out the same. I just want a simple number here. And if this is a greater quote about, oh, pitchers and baseball ain't the same as it was, if you watch the Nolan Ryan documentary, you'll feel the same way. But look yourself in the mirror if you're going to be one of those people that's get off my lawn. Baseball's not the same. These guys used to go 9 innings every time, no matter what. Look, the game hasn't been like that for years. Pitchers didn't throw like this in the 70s and the 80s. And hitters didn't hit like this in the 70s and the 80s. Working count, staying patient. If you saw 90 pitches in 6-7 innings, that's probably because you have a million walks back in those days. Guys were swinging first 3 pitches all the time. It's a different era. And for Brandon Woodruff to give you 7 innings for only the second time since coming off the injured list with a 6-1 lead. Remember the context of this. He gave you 7 strong innings with a 6-1 lead. He did his job. This loss is not on Crick Council. This loss is not on Brandon Woodruff. This loss is on an underperformed back end of the bullpen. You knew Devin Williams was not going to be available in this game after getting 4 outs the night prior, really the day prior. And with the way he reacted to saying my changeup was not moving the same it was, I didn't know how to adjust to it. Taylor Rogers, you maybe would have liked to have avoided him in this game, but it didn't work out that way. I was a little surprised that Hobie didn't get a chance to get back out there in the bottom of the 10th, but when the Brewers took the lead, you got to go to the guy that's done it before, and you ask any reliever, when they give it up or have a bad outing, put me back out there. I need to figure it out. And then if it goes sour again, reassess. But we all know this is the Coors Field effect of what it's doing to Taylor Rogers, a spinny, breaking ball, slider-heavy guy. And the other fact is, the Brewers, in the 10th inning, the Brewers, after scoring the run from Willie's double, they had the same situation. Man on second and nobody out. They couldn't score him. You need the add-on runs. Now, obviously, McMahon hits a 3-run homer. But the whole inning changes. The whole perplexion of the inning changes in the bottom half if you score at least 2 runs. The advantage is all on the visiting team if you can score multiple runs in the top of the 10th inning. And how few times have we seen the Brewers do that this season? That's where the game was lost, in my opinion. A poor performance by the bullpen at a bad time, and also only getting 1 run in the top of the 10th at Coors Field. I'm not mad at Woodruff, but let me give you the number that I was talking about a minute ago. Third time through the lineup. This is what everyone's trying to avoid. It's why openers were invented. It's why we're trying to figure out what to do with starting pitchers who are just as effective the second and third time through, but for some reason, maybe by the time the third or fourth batter comes up that third time through, everything suddenly stops working. So Brandon Woodruff last year was really good the third time through. Opponents only hit .209 against him last season. He only allowed 4 walks the third time through all of last season. Didn't miss any time, mind you, last season. This season, Brandon Woodruff opponents are hitting over .300 the third time through against him. And he has 10 walks the third time through, not yet through the season. And remember, he missed a month and a half. So fewer innings than last year. He has struggled the third time through this year for whatever reason it may be. This is not a surprise. Think about how many times since he's come off the IL that the Brewers have tried to send him back out for the 7th inning and it doesn't work out. I think of that Pirates game in July when Brad Boxberger ended up giving it up with inherited runners. That was at American Family Field. Did it in another one at PNC Park. The Boston game, the Brewers ended up winning that game, but he had to be pulled after a double and a walk in the 7th inning. He couldn't finish that. There's been multiple occasions of Brandon not being able to get through the 7th where he'll start the inning and then doesn't work out. And what he said is, well, clean inning for a reliever would work out a lot easier. And it in theory, it does. That's the number that Craig Counsell is aware of, that 100-point jump the third time through the order. Every manager and every opposing team is aware of that too. Keep that in mind as you're frustrated that he only went 7 innings. Don't be mad that he went, quote-unquote, only 7 innings. He did his job. His teammates let him down. That's the nature of the game. There's a winner and there's a loser. And the Brewers were the losers yesterday. I am fine with Brandon Woodruff's performance and Craig Counsell pulling him because they were up 6-1. Got it? Cool. To assess the carnage after yesterday here. Again, the Phillies win on a walk-off. The Padres win on a walk-off. Oh, and just for good measure, the Cardinals beat the Nationals, but you already knew that. The Brewers find themselves essentially 3.5 games back of a playoff spot. The Brewers are now 71-64. So they're only 7 games above 500. Somebody tweeted to me yesterday, are they going to finish below 500? I hope not. But no, I do not think they will finish below 500. It's a sad collapse to watch happen, given they were 3 games up, or 4 games up, actually, that weekend in Boston. Left Boston 3 games up, and then since then, they've lost 11 games to the Cardinals in the standings. It's amazing. It's amazing how fast this has fallen. But as Craig Counsell reiterated, you got 1 month. You can rattle off a winning streak, and all of a sudden, everyone's heads turn to you. Will it happen? I'm not a betting man. Do I think it'll happen? Do I wish it'll happen? Do I want it to happen? It's not my call to say. It's the guys in the clubhouse. It'd be nice. Make my job a little bit easier to talk about wins and not have to find silver linings all the time. But I just want to be real with everyone listening. This team needs to figure it out now. Otherwise, the streak is over. There will be questions all offseason. And not to be a Debbie Downer here, but next week's going to be a rough week in Brewers land, because Mark Adonasio is going to be officially appointed a minority owner in Norwich City Football Club in England, in the UK. And it's going to be official here soon. And that's not going to go over well at Brewers Twitter, especially if the team continues to lose in the fashion that they've lost and after the hater trade and all that stuff. So try to rise above the negativity is all I ask. That's why my tagline is keep on swinging. Just keep on swinging. That's what the Brewers' plan is. Keep on swinging. Yelich hit a bomb that still hasn't come down. Adames had 3 hits, including 2 doubles. Renfroe hit a bomb that still hasn't come down. The bad news is we do have to find out what's going wrong with Colton Wong's knee. He's considered day-to-day at this point. His left knee, some discomfort, as the Brewers said. Hira had a double in this game. Narvaez had an RBI double in this game. Garrett Mitchell had a stolen base and a base hit in this game. There's a lot of silver linings as far as the offense swinging it better. In fact, they went 3-for-8 with runners in scoring position, but of course, in the 10th inning when it mattered, they really didn't do much. But the Brewers, it's now or never. I've said that a million times, it feels like, in the last couple of weeks, but it truly is now or never. Got to win today. Here we are again, saying the end of a series is a must-win game, because, let's say, use the hypothetical machine, Brewers win today, Padres and Phillies lose. It's like yesterday doesn't even happen. You're right back to where you were, 2 games back, essentially 2.5. All you can control is wins. And the Brewers let one slip away yesterday, but the sun came up today. It's a beautiful day. They come back home tomorrow, doubleheader against the Giants. If you want to bail out now, why? You're 135 games in, and you want to bail out now? Come on, man. 27 more. Let's see what happens. Could be a heck of a story to tell in a long time. All right, let's keep on swinging. Thank you for listening. Apologies to the YouTube folks who've been watching travel and bad Wi-Fi. Don't allow me to upload the YouTube pages easily. So apologies to those on YouTube. But for those on YouTube, if you ever want to just listen to the pod, it's always available wherever you get podcasts. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, whatever you use. It's available everywhere. So thanks again for everybody who's listened, who's reached out. I will be not able to fully cover the game today, but we'll be back with a podcast tomorrow morning, and then I'll be tweeting along with you all day Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Okay, that's enough. Flush it. Keep on swinging. Move on. Let's have some fun. Put a smile on your face. Make someone's day. Go pick some flowers. Go by the lake or something. I don't know. Get yourself a coffee. Let's have some fun today. All right, big game coming up, 2:05 first pitch, Bally Sports, Wisconsin. Let's have some fun. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Keep on swinging.
You are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.